You have your Bible turned this morning to Luke chapter 10. Amen. Luke chapter 10. I want to begin reading this morning at verse 17. Luke chapter 10 and verse 17. The Bible says, "And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." I want to say glory to God. There ain't but one name that can scare devils, and that's Jesus. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. "And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you." Now I want you to know, he said, "I'll give you all power over all the power of the enemy." Verse 20 said, "Notwithstanding that in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven." Amen. I want to preach this morning for just a little while, if God will help me, on this thought: victorious living, victorious over the devil. Amen. Victorious living and victorious over the devil. Now, the Bible tells us and teaches us that Satan, the old slewfoot, the old accuser, is a defeated foe. Amen. The Bible tells us that he's already been taken care of on the cross of Calvary. Jesus tells us here when the 70 went out, he sent them out and preached. They come back and they was just beaming. They were glowing because of the presence of God in our life and the help that he gave them along the way. You know, I'm going to say God wouldn't send us out if he wouldn't help us along the way. He sends us out. He said, "Go in the highways and the hedges and compel them to come in that my house might be full." Amen. So he gave us an objective, something to do, praise God, as Christians, as believers, to go in the highways and compel them to come in. And he shows us this in an example. And they come back and they said, "Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name." Amen. Praise God. He said that, you know, we could come upon people that were possessed with the devil. I want to say this. I want to slow down right here and say this. I believe the day and hour we live in, these people possessed by the devil. These people in the world we live in that's full of the devil, they're possessed with the devil, and they do devilish things. Amen? Only way you can explain it is they're just full of the devil. He's talking about on news this morning, a fellow went in that Waffle House naked with an assault rifle and shot two people in the parking lot, went inside and shot two more people, amen, before a guy wrestled a gun out of his hand and throwed it behind the counter, and he run off naked. Now, what would cause a man to do it? The devil's in him. Amen. He's full of the devil. And I believe there's places, people all over this country now that's full of the devil. I want to say the devil's never changed. The devil's never changed. He indwelled people then and he's doing it now. He takes over their body. Amen. He ministers through them his wicked deeds. Amen. If we want to ever get rid of crime, if we ever want to solve the problems in America, praise God, we're going to have to get the devil out of the people. Right. Amen. They killed America when they took the Bible out of schools. And now they're trying to take the Bible out of everything, praise God, in America. Saying we put too much. Brother Jones tell me there was some people saying that we put too much emphasis in the Word of God, in the Bible. I want to say you can't put enough emphasis on the Word of God. Amen. It'll stand when everything else falls. Amen. It's the only way that we'll ever defeat the devil. Amen. He's a defeated foe when we stand with Christ Jesus our Lord. We see the devil. The devil fell a long time ago. He's the author of sin. Amen. He fell when he was that anointed cherub, praise God, that was up in heaven. He was that created being of God. But because of his sinfulness, because of self-will, amen, sin came and he got kicked out. Amen. Praise God. He was cast out of heaven. Look at Isaiah chapter 14. I just want to show you this morning. I'm going to lead up to this thing where we can see how to be victorious in our living, amen, and have victory over the devil. I want to say that we can because God does. Amen. God claims victory, praise God. We can claim victory in him. Amen. Isaiah chapter 14, verse 20, he said, "How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning?" Or that morning star. He said, "How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nation?" You know what's wrong with our nation? The devil, it's full of the devil. And when the devil comes in, he'll make it weak. I want to say when the devil gets around you and you entertain him, praise God, he'll make you weak. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Now we're getting in the hard part of this, praise God. We're going to get in the shouting part in a little while. Just hang in here with me. Amen. The devil will make you weak. Amen. And if you entertain Him all through the day from Monday to Sunday, He'll make you really weak that week. Yeah. Amen. You'll come out of that thing, praise God, totally defeated in your flesh. Amen. He wants to bring it down. He said, how come the devil got you? You say, well, preacher, why did the devil get kicked out of heaven? Because he rose up. He said, for thou hast said in thine heart, Satan, Lucifer, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. Amen. He said, I'm going to raise myself up above all the things God created. He said, I will sit also among the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. Amen. He said, I'm going to take God's place. I'm going to be greater than God. Amen. What? Isaiah 14. What did I say? 14:12. I'm sorry. 14:12. Isaiah 14:12. Amen. He said, I will ascend to the heights. Verse 14. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Amen. Now I want to say, praise God, it's a good godly desire to be like our Savior. Amen. To be like our Lord Jesus Christ in our walk, our talk, our actions, our reactions. Amen. To stand without compromise. But when we want to exalt ourselves above our Savior and above our God, amen, He said, that's just wickedness. Man wants to come down and be God themselves. Amen. Instead of realizing that we serve the Most High God.
Amen.
Amen. And He says in verse 15, He said, Yet thou shalt be brought down to hell to the sides of the pit. Amen. So we see that we have victory over the devil, praise God, because he's already been cast out. Amen. He tried to make heaven, he tried to make himself greater than the ruler of heaven, and God kicked him out. So he's been cast out. But I want to say he's also been cast, cast down. Look at Revelations chapter 14. Revelations chapter 12. Amen. Revelation chapter 12. In verse 7, he said, there was war in heaven. Michael and the angels fought. Amen. Against the dragon, and the dragon fought and the angels, and prevailed not, neither was there found a place found anymore in heaven. Amen. And the great dragon was cast out. That old serpent, who was he? Called the devil. And Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast out into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Amen. And I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Praise God, when the devil's cast out, salvation comes. Amen. Now is come salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ. For the accuser of our brethren is cast down, which accuseth them before our God day and night, amen. So we see he was cast out, amen, and he was cast down, praise God. But I want to say one thing, we can go ahead and rejoice because one day he's going to be cast into.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. I know about the devil now. He is our foe. He's our adversary. He's the one that causes us so much problems and grief in this world. But look at Revelation chapter 20. Revelation chapter 20 and verse 10. He said, and the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire, into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. So not only is he cast out, not only is he cast down, but praise God, one day in a little while he's going to be cast into the lake of fire. Amen. That's where he's going. Praise God. I just hope we get to see it. That old accuser, old slewfoot, the devil, praise God, has caused us so much problem, so much grief, praise God. One day he's going to be cast into the lake of fire.
Yeah.
He done cast out of heaven. He was that brought sin. He entered into the garden and tempted the first lady, our forefathers, praise God, caused her to sin, brought sin into the world, praise God, because he cast out of heaven, come to earth, and he is that in the earth that gives us such a hard time. Amen. So, but he's going to be cast in the lake of fire. Death and hell, praise God, is going to be cast in the lake of fire. Look at Revelation 20, verse 14. The Bible says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. Where does death and hell come from? It's the devil. Death was caused by sin, and hell was prepared for the devil. Amen. Look at me just a minute. The hell was not prepared for you and I. Amen. Hell, I'll be saying it again. Hell was not prepared for you and I. It was prepared for the devils and the demons of hell. Amen. The devil's sidekicks. Amen. And if you say, well, preacher, I don't want to go to hell, praise God, well, then receive and accept the Lord Jesus Christ, what He did for us on the cross of Calvary, and you'll be made fireproof. Amen. Don't have to worry about burning. Praise God. You'll have perfect peace. Amen. But we got to realize that we're not standing against just any adversary. We're standing against the devil. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 12, the Bible says, for we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities. That's supreme powers. If you think and I think we're a match for the devil, you're mistaken. We're no match for the devil. Amen. He will overcome us if we don't stay with the Lord. That's why we heard it preached all week long. Brother Benson said it. Brother Fender said it. Praise God. He said, when things is going bad, get close to Jesus. Amen. When things ain't going right, praise God, they said, just get closer to the Lord. Amen. He's the one that has power over this supreme power. Amen. A power over this universe, a principality of power. Against powers. That's little powers. That's the devil's little old nymphs, praise God. That's going too far. See, the devil's not omnipresent. God is, he ain't. That's why the devil's not God. The devil can never be God. Amen. But some people make him their God by allowing them to come in. That's why people get possessed with the devil. They allow him to come in. He takes up his abode in them. He said, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness. Now, a lot of times we miss that word "the." We'll say that against the rulers of darkness. But he said the very presence of darkness. He said that one, praise God, that is darkness. Against the ruler, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. Amen. Against spiritual wickedness in high places. That's even in the heavenlies. Heavenlies. Amen. Ephesians 6 and 12. He said, he's an influence, he's a power in this world, praise God. That's plumb devilish. Yeah. Amen. And if we ain't careful, we entertain it. Amen. We'll bring it right into the house. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we'll bring it right into the house. We'll invite it in. Amen. We'll sup with it. We'll hang out with it. We got to be careful, praise God. Keep the devil out because the darkness is trying to come in. And if we ain't very careful like the song, we'll get used to the darkness. But praise God, I don't want no darkness at all. I want the marvelous light of Lord Jesus Christ to shine forth on every one of us. Amen. To light us up, praise God, to illuminate our hearts and our minds so that we can see Jesus Christ and Him risen, praise God, sat at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for you and I. Amen. Amen. That's what we need today, praise God. Victorious living. If we're going to have it, praise God, it'll be victory over devil through victorious living. Just go ahead and just claim victory. Amen. Praise God, over the devil. Amen. Why? Because if we ain't careful, we'll give him place. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 26, the Bible says this. I use this a lot of times when I do counseling with young couples. Amen. Ephesians 4 and 26 and 27. He says, be ye angry. Do you know it's okay to be angry? I was thinking about this Thursday. I was sitting in the study, and I thought, you know what? It's okay to be angry at the devil. I hate what he stands for. I hate what he does. I hate who he is. I hate what he represents. I hate every essence of the devil. Amen. That's all right. He makes me angry. I get plumb out of frame, praise God, when he starts messing with the church. I get plumb out of frame when he starts messing with you and your families, praise God. I hate the devil. That's why he said to be angry. But he hadn't sinned. But he went on and said, and sin not. And he goes on and says, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Why? Why is that? Why wouldn't we get mad and just stay mad? Because he said not to let the sun go down upon your wrath. Because he says, if you do, verse 27 says, it says, neither give place to the devil. Amen. I've said before, and I honestly believe, I don't think me and my wife have ever pillowed our head mad at one another. Amen? We've had a few disagreements in our marriage, 30-some years, But praise God, I don't think we've ever pillowed our head upset mad at each other. Amen. Because why? Because God said not to. He said, don't let the sun go down upon your wrath. Because if you do, said, you'll just give a place for the devil and he'll take up housekeeping right there in your heart. Amen. We need to fix that stuff right now. Praise the Lord. Don't ponder on it. Don't think about it. Praise God. If you do wrong, praise God, just, hey, listen, sometimes even if you're right, just admit, just say, I'm sorry. Amen. I'm sorry. Maybe you said something that was taken the wrong way. Amen. We're apt to say things the wrong way. We're apt to say hurtful things. We're apt to tell on people when we tell the truth. Amen. But praise be to God, there's a God of heaven there. He said, you know what? We got to love each other, care for each other, and help each other along the way. He said, don't go to bed angry. Yeah. Amen. Amen. He said, neither give place to the devil. Praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll give the devil more than he deserves. And we got to be real careful that we don't give him a space in our heart. Because he'll take up space in our life, and it ain't no place for a devil. Amen. It's like, praise God, I said, if the devil's going to ride me, praise God, he's going to have to ride me bareback. I ain't going to furnish him a saddle. Amen. He's going to have to hold on for dear life. Amen. Praise the Lord. That little Mia last night, we got the donkey out. She brushed donkey, and I put her on there, and she's riding him, and I was leading him, and she's riding. And I stand beside her. She was riding bareback, and I stand beside her, and she had a hold of my arm, praise God, for dear life. Amen. And I was leading him like this, you know, and she had my arm. So if something happened, praise God, I just swoop her off there. That's kind of the way God wants to do us, praise God. He wants to put his arm around, hold on to us, help us along the way, praise God. So if something, so when the devil tries to jerk the rug out front, praise God, guess who will catch us? Amen. The Lord Jesus Christ, he said, praise God, he promised you, I'll be there to catch you, at least you fall. Amen. To catch us, to snatch us up, to hold us up. That's why we can't give place for the devil. But we can have victorious life in the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants us to have a victorious living. Victory over the devil. Amen. The devil's a defeated foe. He knows it. The devil knows he's defeated. He knows he don't have a chance. But he's going to try as hard as he can because he don't give up. He doesn't change his tactics. He's going to be the same all the way to the end. And we just got to stay steadfast with the Lord and let the Lord continue to help us along the way. If you look at John chapter 12, I want to give you some tips this morning to victorious living. Amen. Victorious living. I'm not victory over the devil. Victorious in life. John chapter 12 and verse 23. Jesus is talking to to his disciples. He's talking to them. They answer questions. The Gentiles come to him and the Jews is there. And Jesus answers their question. And he, in verse 23, John chapter 12, verse 23. And Jesus answered them saying, the hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Amen. I will just stop there this morning and say, praise God, the time has come when the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of Man, should be glorified. Amen. It should be lifted up every day of our life. You say, why do you say it? Because we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. 24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Amen. Jesus was telling them, Jesus was telling them the way, the manner in which he must die, praise God, in order to bring forth that fruition, that fruit that's coming, praise God, because of his death, burial, and his resurrection. And he that loveth his life shall lose it, and he that hateth his life in this world shall keep it unto life eternal. Amen. When we realize it's not about us, but it's about Him. It's about Christ Jesus, our Son, our Lord and Savior, praise God, who died on the cross of Calvary to make a way to overcome, to be victorious over the devil, to have a victorious life in Christ Jesus, our Lord. We just need to, like we did this morning, first thing, praise God, just proclaim the victory. That we have victory in Christ Jesus. We have victory in our Lord. We have this promise of eternal life. Amen. This old flesh won't live forever, but our soul will live forever. Amen. Amen. We have a never dying soul inside us. Amen. God breathed into man the breath of life and he became a living soul. And that's passed down from generation to generation. That breath, that life from God. Amen. I'm going to say that's what breaks my heart when you see people lining up over at the abortion center to kill these little babies. Amen. It breaks my heart. You know these bills, we need to pay attention. There's some bills before the House and the Congress now that will make life begin at conception. To say that, pass a law that says that life begins at conception, and if life begins at conception, then praise God, their Constitution of the United States would protect that life to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness to all living human beings. Amen? Praise God. They ought to have the same right, these little babies, as me, you, and I. But I just wonder today, because of wickedness, because of the devil, because of the callousness of heart, how many little old babies have been killed, taken out of this world? That may have been the very one, Brother John, that would have a cure for cancer. Amen. But we've killed millions and millions of babies. And you know what makes me even madder? Now, I'm not talking politics here, but we give them $500 million a year to Planned Parenthood. $500 million a year that taxpayers give to them to kill babies with. Amen. And they're using that money now to push their political cause. $30 million of it is going to their candidates that they like. That's going to keep giving them money. Amen. Ain't something wrong with this picture. That's not their money, that's ours. Amen. And they're going to do it, praise God. They ought to use it according to the will of God to preserve life, not take it. Amen. Jesus said, I didn't come to kill, but he said, I come to make alive. Amen. I didn't come to take life. He said, I come to give life. Amen. Praise God. He said, I come to defeat the devil and the demons of hell and give eternal life. Amen. Told him here, he said, I come to give that he shall keep it unto life eternal. Amen. He said, if any man serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. If any man serve me, him will my Father honor. Do you know there's an honor in heaven for serving the Lord? Amen. There's an honor in heaven for you and I if we serve the Lord. I like that song, praise God, they sung the other night about, praise God, when I get ready to go, when I lay my cross down. Amen. That song they sung, Old Friends Quartet sung, is when I lay my cross down, praise God. In other words, when I get ready to go home. But I've got to carry my cross, praise God, till the Lord comes to get me. Amen. Following the Lord Jesus Christ. You want to live a victorious life? Just follow Jesus. Amen. Walk with Him, praise God. You'll be victorious over the devil. Amen. I'll show you why in just a minute, praise the Lord. God's wanting to help us, praise here, youngins, if we just let Him. Amen. He goes on in verse 27. So now is my soul troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour, but for this cause came I unto this hour. Amen. And he said, Father, glorify my name, thy name. Then came there a voice from heaven. Now watch this saying. This is God Almighty. I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. Amen. And the people therefore that stood by and heard it, said that it thundered. Others said the angel spoke to him. Jesus answered, said, this voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince, watch this, of this world be cast out. Amen. Amen. Ain't that going to be something when the devil, praise God, is gone? Amen. Praise the Lord. What a blessed day that'll be. Glory to God. He said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. Praise God. I'm glad I can feel that drawing power. I'm glad I can feel, praise God, Brother Robert sung a while ago, I'm glad, praise God, and I'm not happy here. I'm ready to move on. Amen. Praise God. I'm getting closer to home. I can sense it. I can feel it. I can almost taste home. Amen. God Almighty's fixing this thing up. He's showing us, praise God. He said, I would not have you to be ignorant, but praise God, He said, I'll show you some things in the end day. Praise God, when the Lord Jesus Christ getting ready to step out with a shout and a trump, come out of glory, praise God, and come to get His youngins. Amen. He'll say, come away, my beloved, my fair one, come away. Glory be to God. We'll drop this old vile robe of flesh and we'll go out of here to be with Him. Amen. And He said, so shall we ever be with the Lord. If we could ever get a hold of that word ever, amen, I tell you what, we'd take a shouting fit and they couldn't catch us, praise God, with a straitjacket. Amen. Praise God, they thought we'd done lost our mind if we ever get a hold of that ever. Praise God, that ever, praise God, we'd shout, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. In perfect rightness, in perfect goodness, in perfect godliness, perfect living. Amen. Victorious life through Jesus Christ. Amen. It's His life, praise God, that He gives us. Now let me just show you, I want to give you about three things how to have victory. Number one, the reason for victory. Colossians chapter 2. Colossians chapter 2 and verse 12. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12, the reason for victory. Amen. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12 said, buried with Him in baptism, wherein also ye are risen with Him through the faith of the operation of God. Guess who done it? Guess who gives us the victory? God does. Amen. Without Him, we don't have no chance of victory. Amen. We'd be losers either way. Amen. But praise God, because of Him, because we have victory in the Lord Jesus Christ and God Almighty gives that victory, praise God, we can say we're winners either way.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Who hath raised Him from the dead? Who raised Him? God did. Amen. He gave His life, praise God, for the joy of the Father, praise God, and the Father raised Him back up for the Father's glory. Amen. Did you remember what I read to you? He said, I have glorified it, and so I will glorify it again. Amen. You can't hold Him down. Praise God. The people thought they could hold Jesus down. They thought they could keep Him in the tomb. But praise God, guess what? He came out. The devil and death thought they had Him, praise God, but Jesus came out victorious. They couldn't hold. Why? Because the Bible says He wasn't beholden to it. He was without sin.
Amen.
Amen. There's a lot of people in the world, they think, well, I can be good enough. I won't say there's none righteous, no, not one. He said, we've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. All of us are bound for hell with the hammer down. Amen. But Jesus, through the Lord, through the God the Father, praise God, come down and made a way for us to get in. It's a faith in the operation of God who hath raised Him from dead. And you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh. In other words, we had never been separated. What's wrong with the church today? There's no separation. Amen. Am I not telling it right? The reason we have problems is there's no separation. You can't tell the difference between church people and heathens. Amen. The ungodly, they all live the same. They all act the same. Praise God. But I'm starting to see some difference. People are starting to realize, praise God, there is a better way. There's a way that's exciting. There's a way that has problems. There's a way that brings hope. Amen. What's needed, praise God, for these people that's running around full of the devil? They need hope in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Amen. Need to be telling about a Savior who cares for them and loves them. Verse 13 says, and you being dead in your sins and uncircumcision of your flesh, hath He quickened together with Him. In other words, He said, I brought you back. I pulled you to Me. Having forgiven you all trespasses. Amen. Praise God. For every time that you've missed the mark, praise God. God says, I forgive you. Say, amen. He said, praise God, if you'll just let Me, I'll teach you to shoot straighter.
Yeah.
Amen. Praise the Lord. If you shoot straight, praise God, you can get the victory.
Amen.
Glory to God. But you got to hold it on the target. You got to take aim. Amen. I'm afraid we're just throwing up and shooting. Praise God. You know what happens? You throw up, shoot, Brother Lynn, you miss. Amen. But praise God, if you'll take that old shotgun turkey season, amen, you'll put that bead right on that old booger's head. Amen, you get him close enough. Amen, you get your 835 Mossberg, praise God, you get him out there 50, 60 yards. But boy, I like to call them in closer. Amen. Praise God, I like to see them go down. Amen. And but if you want to do that, praise God, you've got to get that bead right on her head. You've got to get steady. Amen. You've got to get anchored in, praise God. And you put that on their head, boy, and you take a big deep breath, let about half of it out, miles, and let about half of it, boy, that'll bring you up steady, and then you squeeze that trigger, boy, and boom, he goes down. Amen. Praise God. He might flip and flop just a second, but praise God, it does the damage. If you want to defeat the devil, praise God, we're going to have to get sighted in. We're going to have to hold on, praise God. We're going to have to take a deep breath and say, Lord God of heaven, I need you to help me right now.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise God, when you squeeze the trigger, praise God, the devil will go down. Amen. Praise be to God. I tell you what, God's good. He's promised He'll help us. A victorious life, victorious living today. Praise God, we can have it through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
He come alongside us. Amen. You get down there and the devil's trying to defeat you. And you get a little shaky. Miles, you get excited. You don't know what to do. Amen. You don't do that, do you? You get excited. Yeah. You get a little excited. You get a little shaky. Say, so, oh Lord, what am I going to do? Amen. But I like it when my Lord and my Savior comes alongside me. Amen. And I'm trying to defeat the devil. I'm trying to be steadfast and unmovable. But boy, I'm a shaking because I know I'm no match for the devil. Amen. Them old turkeys, praise God, when you get to hunting them, they got eyesight like looking through a pair of seven power binoculars. Amen. If you're sitting there, if they look right at you and you blink your eyes, praise God, they'll go, they're gone. Amen. Praise God, I want to say glory be to God. When you get that down on there, praise God, you take that deep breath and you pull that thing up and you shake. It's just like a Lord, when you're fighting the devil, He'll reach around there with them big old loving arm. He'll secure you. He'll stabilize you. He'll hold you on target. Glory be to God. And the next thing you'll boom and the devil's gone. Praise God. Victorious living, glory to God. In the Lord Jesus Christ, He'll help you. These young'uns is going to schoolhouse and they're fighting the devil every day. They got teachers that don't even want them to pray over their dinner. Amen. They got students in the classroom saying that they don't believe nothing about God. Amen. But you know what? We just need to have victorious living. Live victorious before them. Let them see Christ in us, that hope of glory. Amen. Praise God. Go around with a smile on our face, with joy in our heart. Praise God. That's that nobody can even explain. Amen. That's joyful living because of what He did. Because He said, verse 14, He said, blotting out the handwriting ordinance that was against us. Amen. The handwriting ordinance which was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way. Watch this, nailing it to His cross. He took all those things that was contrary, all those stuff that was against us, all that stuff that we were trying to accomplish that we couldn't accomplish, praise God. He said, you know what? I'll take it. He said, I'll nail it to the cross. And He said, I'll finish it for you. Amen. He said, you've tried to prevail, but praise God, you've not been able to finish. But He said, I'll help you to finish, and we'll finish well.
Amen.
Amen. Glory be to God. In heaven, I like this right here. And having spoiled principalities and powers. Now, who's the prince of this present hour? The devil. Ephesians chapter 2, He's the prince and power of the air, praise God. But He said, having spoiled principality and power, that word spoiled means to make void and useless, to take away the power, amen, to make it of no reputation, to make it where it doesn't have any influence, amen. He said He came, having spoiled principality and power, and made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it, amen. He come out victorious, praise God. Come out shouting the victory. When they looked in the tomb and the tomb was empty, praise God. They said, glory be to God. Victory, victory.
Amen.
Amen. He came out victorious. Praise God. He said He came out, He showed unto, He made a show of them, of them openly, triumphing over them. That's that victory. The reason for victory is through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's our faith with Him. Our faith in God. Amen. Realizing He's told us, praise God, He'd make a way. And He did. So we have the reason for victorious living. Amen. But we need the way of victory. What is the way of victory? How do we make it happen? Look at Hebrews chapter 2. The way to make it happen. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 11. Hebrews 2 and 11 says, the way to make victory happen. He said, for both he that sanctifieth and they which who are sanctified are all of one. Amen. For which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren. In other words, what he says, we're all part of the family. He said, we've been drafted into the family, praise God. We've been bought out of the world and we've been put into the family of God. We're all one in this. We're all together. Praise the Lord. Saying, verse 12, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of church while I sing praise unto thee. That's Jesus speaking. He said, and again I will put my trust in Him. And again, behold, I and the children of God hath given me. Amen. which God hath given me. Praise God. He said, I'm just going to rejoice. I'm going to praise. I'm going to sing praises. Amen. To the God of heaven for all His goodness.
Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, you get the praising God for all His goodness. Praise God. The devil's got to go. He can't handle that. You get to calling out the name of Jesus. You get lifting up the name of Jesus. Praise God. And the devil will flee. Amen. He won't hang out. Praise the Lord. Verse 14 says, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood. Amen. They said, we're just human beings. We carry around a human flesh. He also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that hath power of death. That is the devil. Amen. That Jesus Christ destroyed him. Amen. He just didn't defeat him. Glory be to God. Amen. Everybody in here ought to take a lap.
Amen.
He didn't just defeat him. Praise God. The Bible said he destroyed the devil. Amen. If we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil has no effect.
Amen.
Amen. He's done made, been made, I just read and you're hearing, he's done made, been made useless. He spoiled principalities and powers. He made him useless. He doesn't have an effect on, when we got our eyes on the Savior.
Amen.
No effect. Praise God. Amen. That he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and delivered them, you and I, who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. We were afraid of the devil. We were afraid of dying. Amen. We're afraid of death. But amen. Oh, glory be God. You're a child of God. Death just brings victory. Amen. Praise God. Let that life's breath out of your body here and take the next one in heaven. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Huh? Do you believe it?
Yeah.
Amen. If you're a child of God, if you've been saved, praise God. He said, be absent from the body and be present with the Lord.
Amen.
Ecclesiastes 12 and 7 says that the body goes back to dust which comes and the spirit goes back to God who give it. Amen. It don't lay in the grave. Amen. Praise God. Soon as that last breath goes, praise God, God takes it unto Himself. Yeah, you know, because in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, He said that those that are with Christ, that He's coming, said He will bring with Him. Those that are dead in Christ, He will bring with Him. All those souls, all those spirits of case God's gone out of the bodies, praise God, they're with Him somewhere up there, praise God. And say, when it gets time, He's going to say, come on, young, it's time to go back. It's time to greet the brothers and sisters. It's time to gather them home.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, we'll gather them up, gather them together. Praise God. We'll take a ride to the house. Praise His holy name. He said, we were afraid of bondage. He said, verse 16, for verily He took not on Him the nature of angels, but He took on Him the seed of Abraham. Took on flesh like me and you. Lived in flesh just like me and you. He said, wherefore, in all things it behooved Him to be made like unto His brethren, that He might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Amen. Praise God. Ain't you glad for that? Ain't you glad he was that propitiation, that price that was paid for your sins? For in that He Himself hath suffered being tempted, He is able to secure them that are tempted. In other words, He said, I'm able to help those. That secure means to help. He said, I'm able to help you when you're tempted.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, the devil may come along and try to tempt you, but He said, praise God, I'll be that ever-present help when temptation comes. I want to say this morning, listen, youngins, you don't have to give in to temptation. Temptation will come. You will be tempted probably before this day's out, do something you oughtn't do. But if you're a child of God and the Holy Ghost God live in your heart, praise God, just reject that temptation. Plead the blood of Jesus, praise God. It makes a difference. Victorious living. The reason we have it is because we put our faith in Him. Praise God, what He can do. Victorious, the way that we have it, praise God, is our trust in the Lord.
Yeah.
Trust Him for all our needs. Amen. And then He'll give us victory. How do we have victory? Look at Revelation chapter 12. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. We have victory through the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. We have victory. You have victory this morning through the precious blood of the Lamb. Amen. We read how the devil was cast out. He was cast down. He was cast into. Praise God. But we say, well, how did that all come about? In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11. Revelation 12 and verse 11. He said, and they overcame him, the devil, by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
And by the word of their testimony, and they loved not their lives unto the end. They said, you know what, Lord? I just belong to you. You're mine. I'm yours. Glory to God. And whatever you'd have, God, it's all. I'm all in your hands. And said they cast him out. They got rid of that. They had victorious living because of the blood of the Lamb. Let me tell you. Let me just tell you how to have victory, have a victorious life today. Just start proclaiming the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Call out His name. Jesus, Jesus, like Miss G said, call out Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Thank you for your precious blood. The blood, the blood, the blood. Boy, you know what happens? When you get to crying out the blood, when you get to proclaiming the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, the devil gets gone. Because if he got one drop of that blood on him, thank God he'd be a saved devil.
Amen.
You want to get rid of the devil quick, fast, in a hurry, praise God, just begin to proclaim the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The blood of the Savior, the blood of redemption, the blood of hope, the blood of promise. Amen. We have all that through the promise. We're victorious Christians. We have victorious life, victory over the devil, praise God, because of the blood.
Amen.
Amen. People don't like to say that much no more. Preachers say, well, you know, we don't preach on the blood no more. People think that they don't like a bloody religion. Praise God, if they don't like a bloody religion, they ain't got no religion. You take the blood out, praise God. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. Amen. You take the blood out, there's no salvation. There's no hope. That's what's happening in the world. That's what's happening in churches, praise God, because we're taking the blood out. But I want to say, praise God, if you want to have victory over the devil, just start preaching, proclaiming the blood. Say, Lord God, I just trust in your blood. The blood, Lord Jesus, I just trust in your blood. I plead the blood.
Amen.
You know what the devil will do, boy? He'll get gone. He don't even want to think about that precious blood that shed on Calvary. Amen. He don't even want to think about it. But praise God, when you start bringing it up. Amen. You can do that when you're a child of God. It don't bother me at all, praise God, to talk about the blood. Amen. I was talking to a fellow a while back. He said, well, the blood don't really matter. I said, what? He said, well, the blood don't really matter. It's just that he died. You know, he lived perfect life and he died for us to be that perfect example for us. And he rose again from the dead. He said, that's all that matters. I'm like, do what? I said, have you got Bible for that? He said, well, I think the whole book's about that. I said, I think the whole book's about the blood.
Yeah.
Amen. I said, the Old Testament was about the shedding of blood to push those sins back. The Old Testament about the blood sacrifices. I said, the New Testament says, without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. I said, what do you do with that verse? He just stood there looking at me with like a calf looking at a new gate. Hadn't had nothing to say. Never heard it. Why? Because the preacher had never preached on the blood. Amen. It's the blood of Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that paid the price for sins. He lived a perfect life. He walked a perfect life. He could shed His blood as a perfect man, praise God, because of His perfect life. He could shed His blood as a perfect sacrifice.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That perfect sacrifice of His blood that took away our sins. And we put our faith and our trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, in His righteousness. Our righteousness is filthy rags, just dirty and defiled. But His righteousness is perfect. Amen. And He shed His blood for you and I on the cross of Calvary so that we can live victorious lives. How? By just proclaiming the blood. Amen. Praise God. If you forget anything else I said, praise God, just remember the blood that was shed on Calvary. He shed it all once. Amen. Ain't you glad He don't have to keep going back again and again? See, those old priests that was a type preacher, they had to go back every year. First, shedding blood for themselves and then for the people. But praise God, He shed it one time for everybody, for all of us.
Amen.
Amen. He made it a whosoever will salvation. That if we have put our faith and trust in the shed blood of Lord Jesus Christ, we can live a victorious life. Victorious over old Slewfoot. Amen. If the devil is hounding you this morning, has he been giving you a fit? He's apt to do that. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I'm a Christian. I shouldn't have to go through all this. Amen. Praise God. If you're a Christian, the devil don't like you. But matter of fact, the devil hates you. And he won't. But you know what? He's not omnipresent. He can't be there all the time. But when he shows up, when he comes around where you are, when the Holy Ghost of God that lives in you, if you're saved, praise God, says, you know what? What's happening there ain't right. You can just say, you know what, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus, I just trust in You. I just plead the blood of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. If we could get that in our mind, our mentality, and in our heart, praise God, we could overcome the devil today and everything that he has to throw at us. Praise God, we could come out victorious, in a victorious life for Christ Jesus our Savior. Amen. And boy, he'd just sit back and smile, praise God, and be so proud of us because we're, amen, hey, praise God, he said, look, our Father, they're receiving the victory. Amen. They, praise God, they take them a victory lap because they've overcome the wicked one. He said we could do that through Christ Jesus our Savior. Just pleading the blood. Amen. Praise the Lord. Stand with me. Amen.